AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Trains are running regularly again along Amtrak's Northeast Corridor. Rider Dominic Carlino was boarding a train from Philly to New York for work.
Thankfully, Amtrak's got it cleared up, and we're off and running here on Monday, you know, less than a week after.
But as for whether the derailment has him concerned for his safety...
I don't normally worry about it, but clearly it's a risk. You know, trains can derail, and... while I think that risk is low, obviously it happens.
Amtrak has expanded an automatic speed control system for trains going around the curve where the crash occurred. The president is launching an effort to make local police departments look a little less like the military.
The feds will no longer give local police tracked armored vehicles, bayonets, and large caliber weapons. And White House Domestic Policy Chief Cecilia Munoz says other riot gear and firearms will only be shipped under strict new rules.
Clear training and safety procedures in place, and provisions for after-action reports when that equipment is used in a significant way.
The president's announcing these steps on a visit to the Camden, New Jersey Police Department, along with a string of other proposals for getting cops and minority communities working together. Those include publishing new data on things like traffic stops and officer-involved shootings. Mark Smith, Washington.
It was a bloody fight for this Iraqi city of Ramadi, which has fallen to Islamic State militants. AP correspondent Sinan Salahuddin is in Baghdad.
According to provincial officials in the city of Ramadi, the Islamic State group militants killed at least 500 people, including civilians and Iraqi soldiers, and forced around 8,000 others to flee their homes.
Iraqi forces fled the capital of the Anbar province after attacks yesterday. The country's government and Iranian-backed Shiite militias are vowing to reclaim Ramadi. This is AP Radio News. TV's Mad Men has come to an end.
After 7 seasons and 92 episodes, Mad Men ended its run last night. The AMC drama, set in the 1960s, centered on the life of Don Draper, a tortured advertising executive who is last seen seeming to find inner peace before achieving the greatest accomplishment of his career. Show creator Matthew Weiner promised a finale that was dramatic and appropriate. Many viewers agree, he delivered. I'm Matt Small.
One Marine is dead and 21 other people are hurt after a military plane crashed and caught fire as it tried to land during training exercises in Hawaii yesterday. A man has been rescued after spending 4 days stuck in a storm drain. Nashville firefighters had to dig into the ground and break a concrete pipe to get him out. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.